Good morning. My name is Howard Husick. I'm the vice president of the Manhattan Institute. We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan think tank based in New York. And I'd like to welcome you to our program this morning on behalf of the Institute and its Empire Center for New York State Policy. Permit me to set a bit of the context for our conference on the occasion of the 40th anniversary of the Taylor Law in New York State. The growth of government employment in the United States and the unionization of public employees has to be considered one of the most dramatic changes in the labor landscape in the United States during the last half of the 20th century. Over the past 40 years, the number of state and local government employees across the country grew from just under 9 million to just over 19 million total public employment. In New York State, that number went from 889,000 to nearly 1.4 million. The number of government employees in labor unions in that same period grew from 350,000 to 1 million. In the mid-1960s, the vast majority of government workers, even in New York, did not have collective bargaining rights and did not belong to labor unions. Today, unionized employees make up roughly half, government employees make up roughly half of all union members, a proportion that continues to grow as private sector union membership continues to shrink. Our goal this morning is to reflect on the meanings and implications of these changes, taking as our occasion to do so the 40th anniversary of the New York State Labor Relations Statute known as the Taylor Law. Arguably, it helped to bring order to public sector labor negotiations and thereby help facilitate the growth of government employment. Has this been for the best? Has it led to high-quality services without labor disruption? Or has it led to excessive growth in public sector employment with implications for the tax burden and, by extension, economic growth? We have with us this morning a truly distinguished group of speakers and panelists, many with diverse points of view. We thank all of them for their willingness to appear with us this morning and to discuss these difficult questions. I should warn you that The session is being audio and videotaped, and streaming audio and video will be posted online within the week at www.empirecenter.org. Our session this morning begins with a presentation which will frame the discussion that will follow, a presentation by Terry O'Neill and E.J. McMahon, the co-authors of the report that is the centerpiece for our forum today, entitled Tailor-Made, the Cost and Consequences of New York State's Public Sector Labor Laws. After Terry and EJ are done speaking, they'll remain on the platform here to take some questions from you.